Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. ProShield. Chills, shields and cools with blade lubrication. A real winner. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Been swapping studios all night, so I finally got that ad break to play. The late Tony Fenton would have rung me up at this stage and said, they want to park all the buses in that gap you just left there. Donnybrook Bus Garage had just been on. So that was it's an old DJ joke. But anyway, we're up and through it. The World Darts Championship starts tomorrow at the Alexandra Palace in London. And considering Sky have no Champions League, they're going to fill up a lot of their Christmas schedule with darts. A new format, 96 competitors instead of the usual 72. So it's a huge competition. Michael Glennon from RT Sport Online is stepping up to the hockey and joining us this evening to talk darts. And Alan's with us as well. You like the old darts.
Love the
you?
Darts, John. Yeah, this time of year.
It's what about Fartgate this year? Wasn't that the funniest thing? Fartgate was hilarious.
That interview was classic.
This is brilliant. Well, Anderson, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Dutch.
And Gary Anderson and Max Hopp, was it?
Yeah, one accused the other of farting on stage.
It's probably the most bizarre brilliant. Interview I think I've ever heard. It was just, and then the fact that it went back to the studio and the lads were analysing it. Brilliant.
That was brilliant. Anyway, sorry, back to the game itself. Michael, I know you go to a lot of the darts games and you go to the PDC tournament here, don't you, as well?
Yeah.
So you have a big interest in this.
Ah, yeah, no, I love the darts. I know it's not that fashionable, but I can't get enough of them. I watch it all year round.
Is it more fashionable though, Mike?
Yes.
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It has gone popular.
But it's a television sport though, isn't it? I mean, I've been at the event in City West.
Yes.
And I've sat at the side and quite close to where the stage is as well. And you're still miles away.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Hearn, I met him at City West this year and he said that after soccer, darts is the most viewed sport on Sky Sports and it's getting bigger.
It's a veg sport. You can sit back and just veg.
But I think you can say that about most sports, John, that they're TV sports. The golf is... I went to the golf. Terrible spectator
sport. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Golf is kind of like that, but I think the darts can be to a certain extent as well. Football, rugby, whatever, you can get involved because it's your team. Darts is one thing. But you, Michael, you have a different view.
Yeah, but the commentators make it as well. So, no, I mean, I go to it and watch it on the TV, but the commentators and the commentary is excellent.
Yeah.
They can really make a good game of it as well. So that's part of it.
Okay. So you're telling me it's wide open this year. Six players have won this year's seven majors. Phil Taylor was the dominant one, the power for years. So you think it's wide open this year?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it this year, as you say, six players have won the seven major tournaments. But last year it was five. The year before that it was two. And the year before that it was three. So when you look at the guys who really came from nowhere, which was Rob Cross to win last year's World Championship, you had Gary Anderson winning two, the UK and the match play this year. Michael van Gerwen has only won the Grand Prix in Dublin. Then you have...
He's on a bit of a slide, isn't he?
Not really. It is funny. He's won 19 tournaments this year, including a Grand Prix. He's favourite for this tournament. He just has lost out in a couple of finals.
In terms of the big ones,
he's lost out in a couple of finals.
I suppose it's just his, you know, his winning ways have just been halted a little bit.
Certainly. You would expect when he gets into these semi-finals and the finals to be ruthless, and then he's just been caught a couple of times.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say he's on the slide. I mean, he's still world number one by a long shot and a good favourite for this tournament.
Sure. And there's two places allocated for two female qualifiers as which is good, isn't it?
Barry Hearn, he expanded the tournament from 72 to 96 and he set aside two places for two female qualifiers. One was UK and Ireland, one was rest of the world. So you had Lisa Ashton, she's a BDO champion, and Anastasia Dombrovskova.
Come on, Mick.
Sorry. And she has previously played in the World Championships and she previously beat Vincent van der Voort in a televised match in a Grand Slam back 9 years ago.
It's interesting that he's done that because he did something similar with the snooker, Rhiann Evans as well. He's opened up the qualifying. If you look, because I think Barry Hearn is brilliant and what he's did for darts,
what
he's after doing for darts is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I'm obviously a big snooker fan, so I think he's brilliant on that front as well. But he's getting a lot of criticism at the moment, and particularly from Ronnie O'Sullivan because of the 128 starting out at the start of the tournaments, and he's critical of the fact that he doesn't want to play from day one, basically. Are the darts lads happy enough that it's gone to 96?
The guys who are in certainly are, and I spoke to Mickey Mansell from Tyrone and Daryl Gurney about that, and Mickey Mantle said he's happy enough because he's there, but he wondered if some guys who just missed out who were higher up on the order of merit. So the two girls are not on the order of merit.
Okay.
And he's wondering if he had lost out a place, for an invitation to a world championship, which is obviously a ranking event, that they mightn't be so happy. But other than that, he said it's actually good for the game, and these are top quality players. Mm. These multiple world champions.
Even the depth, like, is fairly good.
Yeah, yeah. And once they put on the extra 28 odd places to allocate two slots for women, was no problem.
Okay, there is a certain amount of Irish players, four last year, six this year. Top of the pile, Darrell Gurney from Derry.
Yeah, and he recently, he won the Grand Prix last year in Dublin, and he's backed that up. There'd been a list of one-off major winners. Paul Nicholson, Peter Manley, Peter Wright, Kevin Painter have just won one. He won his second 3 weeks ago, and
the
Players' Championship, and he reckoned it was better than the Grand Prix, because in the Grand Prix it's a double-in format, so you can get ahead of a guy, any bit of luck, and... Well, people say he had luck to win that. Plus, Van Gerwen was knocked out in the first round. In this one, he beat Van Gerwen in the final. No luck involved.
Brilliant. Okay, let's hear from him.
Obviously, there's doubters out there who probably say, oh, you only won one. That was maybe a bit of luck that week. And obviously, the Grand Prix, whenever I won it, Michael got beat first round. And Gary Anderson wasn't in it because he was his wife was he was busy with another child on the way. So, with all the players in at this time, felt a lot better, to be honest. But yeah, no, it's just one of them things that I thought to myself, if I can win another one, I can win a third one, maybe a fourth one. But obviously the standard's so good now, you could have to wait like 14 months between the Grand Prix and this one. I might have to wait the same again, but hopefully not.
If you look back at the last 2 years and you see the amount of different major winners from Peter, Mensur, yourself, Gerwen, James Wade, Gary, Michael, why are so many different people winning majors nowadays, in your opinion?
I think that we've seen obviously what Michael can do, and obviously how good he is, and these 100 averages. And it's made everybody else practice a lot more, dedicate themselves, because at the end of the day, if you want to play darts and you want to win tournaments, you've got to beat the best to be the best. And so everybody's dedicating themselves, putting in the hard work, putting in the hours at home, and getting themselves mentally ready. And because there's so many tournaments now, week in and week out, that obviously you're getting a lot more match practice. If it was like a new player starting off. So every week you're getting competitive darts at the best of the world. So that's only going to improve everybody's game. And whenever you're playing against Lexi Michael and stuff, you've got to be playing your A game. And if you're not playing your A game, you're getting beat. So that, honestly, I think it's just because of the standard throughout the PDC has improved so much more now that everybody's being more professional. Probably years ago, before I ever joined the PDC, there was probably possibly 20, 30 players that were still only professionals in the PDC. Now you could probably easily have the proper 128, 150 players that are actually professionals. So it just shows you how much the PDC has come on in the last few years.
I presume you just don't mind who you play and got to head down and get through the first round.
Yeah, no, I mean, between Paul Lim and Ross Smith, I think it's a 50-50 game. Obviously, I think Ross, with the experience he's played all through the year, how well he's done, he could be playing possibly better than what Paul is. But then Paul's played so many times on the World Championship stage, he might have experience could end up coming to the floor. So, whatever way I play or whoever I play, I just got to concentrate in my game. And if I turn up playing 110%, I believe I can. My A game's better than their A game, so hopefully I can come away with a result.
Derry's Darrell Gurney there speaking to Michael Glennon, who's still with us. How far can he go?
Darrell, quite far. I think last year he was knocked out early coming off the back of his Grand Prix. I think he's playing very well, and I think he has improved. And the win over Michael actually does wonders for his confidence. So there's no way to say he can't get over the line in a big match. He has just proved that.
Yeah.
As short as 3 weeks ago.
Last time I saw an Irish player get far in a tournament was Brendan Dolan from Fermanagh. Was at the 2011 final against the Power in Dublin.
That's right. Brendan is going up against a Chinese qualifier on Sunday. So he's ranked 45 in the world now. Listen, he's in with a shout to winning that first one, and he'd take it from there, I'm sure.
He'd have the best chance, Gurney, wouldn't he?
Gurney, yeah, he's ranked world number five.
Yeah,
you know, he's...
And he's had a couple of high-profile spats as well, Mick, but is that more down to... Is it fair to question his attitude, or is it just kind of a lot of self-confidence?
I don't know. The crowd get on his back. I think it's unfair. For example, he was playing Gary in Dublin, Gary Anderson, and he won 3-0, and Gary had words with him on the hockey, accused him of talking during his throw. I'd nearly put that more down to Gary, which was kind of demonstrated in the following final in the Grand Slam when Gary had a falling out with Gerwyn Price.
Okay.
Which was just surprising.
How tempestuous that was.
Yeah, it was just surprising that Gary Anderson, a two-time
especially so experienced,
would react to a bit of gamesmanship going on.
If it had pick, who's going to win it?
I know.
Before you tell us this, Mick, now, Mick picked the winner last year. Complete unknown.
Rob Cross.
I think he was about 25-1, was he?
He was 20-1, I think.
So we're expecting big things now, mate.
I was just following his form, and I don't know.
You know darts, don't you?
Yeah.
On this show, picked him, John. Unbelievable. Really? And we were kind of looking at him thinking,
okay,
really?
Okay, so where's your money on this?
Okay,
year?
Well, if I did place a bet, I'm afraid it's just going to have to go on to Michael Van Gerwen. So the William Hill odds are 11-8.
Give us a good kind of each way bet.
That's prohibitive.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you now that.
Give us an outsider there.
Gurney and Gerwyn Price, who have won the last two majors, are 33-1.
Okay.
Rob Cross is 22-1, but I'm just not feeling it at all this year for Rob Cross. He
hasn't kicked on at all, has he?
He hasn't kicked on, but even he hasn't kind of maintained where he was last year.
Okay, without mentioning odds, then just give us who's your outsider then.
Oh, the outsider. Let me go for Michael Smith on the outsider. So, Premier League finalist this year.
Okay, we'll write that one down. Okay. Mate. Michael Smith.
Well, no, I think Michael Van Gerwen will win the tournament, but if you're looking for an outsider...
That's what we're looking for.
For an outsider, I mean, I'm just going to say Michael Smith. I think he has a good shot. He has a good side of the draw.
All right, Michael, listen, thanks for joining us to talk about the World Darts Championship. It starts tomorrow in the Ali Pally, isn't it?
Correct.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 7.